The Pat Kenny Show on News Talk
with Matter Private Network. During current restrictions, don't ignore your health concerns. Our expert team is ready to help.
Many flights coming into the country since January have had at least one confirmed COVID case on board, but up to 80% of close contacts on some planes have never actually been traced. Senior reporter with the Irish Examiner, Kieran Brennan, had the story this morning and he's on the line now. Kieran, good morning.
Good morning, Pat.
First of all, how many flights are we talking about here and where did the info come from?
So this has been a bit of a bone of contention for some among Ireland's 800 contact tracers for many months now, probably going back as far as October. The information was delivered to Social Democrats TD Catherine Murphy by one tracer who has been expressing concern for some time that flights aren't being traced adequately and that people are coming in with the virus and are moving around relatively unimpeded. The amount of flights we're talking about, just under 250, although it's probably gone above that now because that data is around a week old, and you're talking around 50 of those cases are, you're dealing with variants of concern.
So they have diagnosed someone on board with COVID, and this was presumably before the quarantine system. So this was done through what, routine PCR testing or what?
Done through PCR testing, generally speaking, a test done before the flight. On occasion, you get somebody who would be feeling ill almost immediately after the flight landed. But you're also, because of the way the quarantine system has worked with countries being added and then taken off, one of the flights in question, where I think 40% of close contacts were missed, came in before that country had been added to the list, which meant that there was no quarantine and that the testing simply wasn't done. So really what you're looking at is probably quite a deal of cases that are just moving around the country and have never been tested.
Now, in theory, you've got all the details of the passengers because there's a form they have to fill in for the Irish government, but also there's the passenger manifest. So contacting people shouldn't be too much of an issue. What are the actual trace and testers saying?
Well, there's several issues. Firstly, the passenger locator forms were, after a great deal of outcry on the part of the tracers, they were made available to tracers last December. But in practice, they're not being used. I think in the first month that they were brought in, they were used six times. Now, the data on the passenger locator forms is far more comprehensive than on the flight manifests. And they also, in theory, should be a lot easier to access because it's a state form. You can be fined €2,500 if you don't fill it in accurately. What's actually happening is that the flight manifests are being brought through sometimes up to 10 days after a flight has landed because it can be some days before somebody notifies public health that they're sick. And those manifests don't really tend to have accurate data at all. It may have been filled out by a work colleague, by a family member. There may be no phone numbers. And what happens in practice is that tracers will try five times and then they'll give up because they're just not able to contact the people.
It seems to suggest that the test and trace system is really not fit for purpose.
In terms of flights,
certainly in regard to incoming flights, yeah.
But unfortunately, incoming flights are fairly important because a plane, by its very nature, is a bit of a petri dish for that kind of transmissible airborne virus. Even the close contacts that we're mentioning here is in many how that works is only the two rows that are near the index case are ever traced. Now that's supposed to be for a long haul flight, such as from the US. That's supposed to be every passenger on board, but one of the examples of flights that was given by this tracer who spoke to Catherine Murphy was of a flight that came from America where I think it was 40% of the passengers on board were never reached. So you're really, it's basically, while you can have a quarantine, if you can have people coming in who are not going through quarantine, there's almost certainly cases that are coming into the country that simply aren't being picked up.
All right. On that note, Kieran Brennan, senior reporter at the Irish Examiner, thank you very much for joining us.